whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I would like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. As we go about our daily lives, we may often feel lost or alone. That feeling may seem overwhelming, as if something is missing from our life. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus began to speak parables to the crowd. His parable was about a shepherd who was willing to leave the flock of sheep to find the one lost lamb. The Bible often refers to Christ as a shepherd, and if you haven't met him yet, he is seeking your lost soul. Listen now as we join Pastor Holland for part one of his message entitled, The Parable of the Good Shepherd.
Take your Bibles if you would, turn to the book of Luke, Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15, today I'm going to take another parable and we're going to look into the Word of God today. The chapter we're about to look at, and we'll read in just a moment, it opens with Jesus teaching the Word of God to a crowd of people. Now, as we come to this parable this morning, I've entitled it, The Parable of the Good Shepherd. I have in the past, as a preacher, preached this parable, but I called it the Parable of the Lost Sheep. But the more I look at it, I understand it's not a parable about the lost sheep. It's more a parable about the good shepherd who loves the lost sheep. And so today, if you have your Bibles, follow along with me as we begin reading in verse number 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and the sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. In some ways, we find it hard to imagine how wildly popular Jesus was with the common people of Israel. We find as he went about teaching and preaching the Word of God, it seemed as if people would flock to him. I believe the reason they were flocking to Jesus is because Jesus told the truth. In fact, in the Bible, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I believe today, as long as men of God stand in the pulpit and declare the truth of God, I believe God will draw all men to him that need to be saved in order that they might hear the gospel. The people came to hear Jesus preach. When he preached, he did not preach with empty religious platitudes. He did not preach about what maybe the economy or maybe about the things that was going on, but he preached to them the truth of God's Word. They came to hear Jesus because he took the Old Testament law. He explained how it could be understood. The people came to hear Jesus because he didn't use the law as a club to beat them over the head with. But he came in order that he might teach and preach the Word of God. The scribes and the Pharisees, they used the law in order that they might beat people into submission. But friend, today, aren't you glad we're not saved by the law? We're saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. People came to hear Jesus preach because he would take the abstract truth of the law. He explained it clearly. And he gave to them the spiritual meaning of what the law was all about. Most of all, the people came to hear Jesus preach because he loved them. And many of them accepted them, and he did not pass judgment upon them. I'm glad today he said, Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely, and he will never thirst again. There may be certain places that I cannot go because of my status in society. There may be limitations that are placed on me because of maybe where I stand in life. But when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, it makes no difference what your standing is. Jesus said, Whosoever will, let him come. And I'm glad today that I was included in the whosoever will. But the people not only flocked to him because he loved them and because they accepted him, But the people flocked to him because he offered them something. He offered them forgiveness and salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad today that God gave me eternal life. I'm thankful today when I look back over my life, I realize how I failed him in so many ways. But I'm glad one day he forgave me of all my sin. He put it as far as the east is from the west, never to remember it against me anymore. He buried it in the depths of the sea. And friend, I stand before you today not worthy to declare the word of God. But I am worthy because Christ has made me worthy in Him because He's forgiven me of all my sin. All the aspect of the Lord's ministry made Him very popular among the common man. It caused Him to be hated by the Jewish leaders. They were the religious crowd, but yet they were the ones that seemed to hate Him the most. The scribes and the Pharisees hated Jesus because He was more popular than they were. They hated Jesus because He dared to explain the law of God to the people and who lived contrary to the law. He did not hesitate to teach them the truth. They hated Jesus because He loved the very people to whom they despised. They did not love the sinner. They did not love the publican, but Jesus did. They hated Jesus because not only did He tell the people the truth about the Scripture, but Jesus also told the people the truth about the scribes and the Pharisees. I'm telling you here today, I'm not here to get in a name-calling contest. I'm not here to call people out, but I can tell you this, I'm going to preach the truth of the Word of God. And if there's somebody trying to lead you down a primrose path that is wrong, I'm going to identify them and I'm going to tell you who they are because you need to avoid them and understand the truth of the Word of God. And Jesus did exactly that when it came to the scribes and the Pharisees. Now we come back to verse number 1 and we talk about the publicans a little bit. Those of you that were in Sunday school this morning, I warned you, you was going to get a little bit of a double dose. This morning we happened to be in the book of Luke chapter number 19 and we began to deal with a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a publican. A publican was a tax collector. Tax collectors in that day were known to be crooked, dishonest, and rich. We find that Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, and because he was of a short stature, he climbed up in a tree in order that he might see Jesus pass by. And even though he was a man of being very crooked and perverse, when Jesus came by, he stopped at that tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down, for today I'm going to abide at your house." We read the rest of the story and we know that Zacchaeus got saved that day simply by putting his faith and trust in the Lord. And likewise, many other publicans probably were saved, but these men were hated and they were hated by the religious crowd. They did not want anything to do with them and they could not understand why Jesus would spend time with them. Friend, there may be a lot of people today that don't understand why Jesus would spend time with us, but I submit to you today it's because He loved us. He loved us enough that He gave Himself for us. And even though these men may be in tax collectors, they may become rich by extortion. They may have done it at the expense of their fellow Jews. As a result, they were among the most hated of the people of that day. Synagogues would not even accept their tithe. They were that crooked. Jewish courts would not accept their testimony in the trials. The publicans were viewed as more wicked than even the heathen Gentiles. But I'm going to tell you what that reminds me of today. It reminds me of a loving Savior that no matter where we are, what our circumstances in life, or just how far down we've gotten, God still loves us and cares about our every need. Yet these tax collectors may have been crooked, but they came to the right place. I love it when people talk to me. I don't love it, but I like to explain it. People said, "Well, I'm not coming to that church because of all the hypocrites." I'm going to tell you, there's no greater place for a hypocrite to be than to be in the house of God so he can hear the Word of God. And I tell you tonight, I'm not promoting that you go out and do things on Saturday night that you ought not do. But if you do, I submit to you today, if you want help, you come to the house of God on Sunday morning and let God speak to your heart through the preaching of the Word of God. The publicans, and then there was the sinners. The word sinners refers to the people who did not keep the law. Sinners did not live for God. They lived for themselves. Sometimes we have a lot of sinners like that today. They don't live for God. They live for themselves and the things of themselves rather than living for God. Sinners not only did not serve God or live for God, but they did not seek God. Sinners did not serve God. Sinners were immoral. Sinners lived in their own pleasure. Sinners certainly did not live by the rules of the religious establishment. Yet here are these sinners. Wait a minute, Lord. Here's the good group over here. Here's the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We're the religious crowd, and you're hanging around with the publicans and the sinners. That's because they desired to get to Him. They wanted to hear Jesus. Imagine how the enemies of Jesus must have seethed when they saw Him with the hated enemies of Israel, listening to Jesus preach the Word of God. Imagine how angry they must have been when they saw the drunkards and the prostitutes and the liars and the thieves and all the other wicked people hanging around Jesus. Boy, you know, that'd be like us coming to church and all of a sudden we see a bunch of derelicts. We see a bunch of people that have a reputation of not being too good. And we came to church and we got out of the car and we see them there. And we get back in the car and said, oh, we're leaving. Friend, that's exactly what was happening in that day. They looked and they could not understand why He was surrounding Himself by these people. No doubt they was grinding their teeth with anger. They were probably beating their fists in their hands. They were going redder by the moment as they boiled in their hearts. And they could not accept the fact that Jesus loves sinners. Friend, I'm going to tell you, when we get too good to love sinners, we found ourselves to be too good. What we need to understand today, as we serve the Lord and as we're faithful, God will save whosoever will. And we need to rejoice when people get saved, no matter who they are, no matter what their background is, no matter what there is about them. But the scribes and the Pharisees murmured and they complained and they said, this man receiveth sinners and he even eats with them. Can you imagine? Jesus is eating with these sinners. And the grumbling would spread throughout the crowd and it got to continually worse as they grumbled as Jesus preached to these people. They spoke to Him, or they spoke to themselves and to anyone who would listen. They were declaring that Jesus was eating with these sinners, these wicked people. They reasoned literally that Jesus must be wicked as well. They could not fathom how a man that's a true Son of God could eat with sinners. Friend, they just didn't understand the Bible, because if He could die for them, believe me, He could eat with them and He could save them. The ancient rabbinical commentary called the Midrash, commenting on Exodus 18:1, says a person should not associate with the godless. It points out that the rabbis would not associate with such a person or even touch him according to the law. The scribes and the Pharisees, they claimed to be holy men of God. They were proud of their commitment to the law and of their own self-righteousness. Oh, I tell you today, I like that song. I want you to know, I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. I tell you, there's no good inside of me. But any good that I have inside of me is what God has given to me through His Word and demonstrated upon me. But yet the scribes and the Pharisees, they thought they were so self-righteous.
The publicans and the sinners clung to the words Jesus spoke, despite the judgment of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Our society is full of critics, but Jesus loved sinners and sacrificed Himself for all people. Christ would die for the souls of that crowd. The Good Shepherd isn't looking for a religious ceremony. He is simply looking for those who will accept His free gift of heaven. The choice is yours. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 3172. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.